Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Boy, it's good to be here this fine morning. I hope everybody else is enjoying this beautiful weather that we're having. Amen. Yeah. Thank the Lord. And I'm so glad of it. And I just thank the Lord for just letting us wake up this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't that just
Amen.
A blessing?
Absolutely.
Amen. And we was talking on our way in this morning, talking about some different things. And not everybody always wakes up feeling good, but the Lord, it's a day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
But he's an awesome God. He's a loving God, an awesome God. And
yes, he is.
And I'm glad to have Brother Chris with us this morning.
Happy to be here.
This morning and just to be able to be here this morning.
Praise the Lord.
I hope everybody is tuned in and got their hearts tuned in this morning.
Amen.
And we'll just see what the Lord has for us.
Hallelujah.
Would you like to bring us together with prayer?
Absolutely. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for your many blessings, Lord, your grace, your mercy, your love, dear God, your long-suffering, Lord, your patience, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking of you, God, that you would be with us this day, dear God. Let your hand be upon us, Father. Fill this place with your sweet spirit, Lord God, and anoint us, Father God, to say, Father, everything that you would have us say, Lord. And we ask, God, that you would help the hearer of this word this day,
yes,
dear God, to have a heart opened, Lord, ready to receive it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for it all. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, I think I don't know where all this thing's going to go this morning, but I tell you this. I believe that this is just a beautiful thing that the Lord has done in this word that he's left us.
Yes.
Amen. And I hope that the people that some's listening out there, I'm the saved. I want them to remember and be blessed.
Right.
But I also those that are lost to be able to see and see the love and the liberty that's in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to just read a verse from Genesis 1:1.
Mm.
This is very simple, but we'll try to work from this. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
That's a mouthful right
Amen.
There. Amen. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, it goes on and tells what it was and how it was and all that. But I look back and I remember as being lost and not being able to read. And as a friend brought a Bible to me and told me, he said, "Read this," because I was in the middle of a mess. I was in a rehab.
Yeah.
And all these different things that was happening.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, "Man, I can't read. I hadn't been able to sleep for days and all that." But I got this Bible out and I started reading it. Amen.
Yep.
And you know, the parts that I could, and a lot I couldn't read.
Yeah.
But anyway, I started reading how God started. I mean, God, first of all, there's no beginning to God.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Always is and always,
always
was. Amen.
Yes.
But, you know, people want to know who created God. He's God.
Yeah.
Nobody created him. He
exactly.
created everything.
It's unfathomable. You can't
the heavens
fathom that.
And earth. Yeah.
We are.
I mean, if you just try to absorb that,
you're going to have a headache.
to absorb that there was, he is the great creator.
He says, "I am the beginning and the end."
That's right.
Alpha and Omega.
But he is the creator who created everything.
Yes.
Man and earth and water.
Amen.
And, you know, it talked about that the earth was formed without form and void and all.
Yeah.
And if you read about it, and you know, to a lot of people it won't make a lot of sense, but how that it was and where the water was and where
mm-hmm.
the, you know, everything
yes.
was.
Yes.
And God created. He spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And you know, I think that there's possible of other worlds out there.
Yeah.
Amen. And
yes.
Galaxies or whatever. But
far away.
I know this. I can't remember the scripture that would tell you that. But there is a scripture. But nevertheless, You know, people are talking about all this other. I said, well, let me tell you something. If there is God created it.
Amen.
Yes. If there is, yes. God definitely created it. And, but, you know, when we think about it, not only did he create the heavens and the earth, but he created us, you know, men.
Yes.
And he created all this and created out of dust the earth.
Yes.
You know, and it kind of reminds me of how people, you know, it's kind of a little joke thing, but, you know, how people think that they're so smart. But we need to really look back
yes.
and see who is.
Yeah.
And I mean, we you know how advanced just our bodies are?
Yeah,
I think there's like 13 miles of blood vessels in us. And, you know, we're talking about a God that can do brain surgery on a gnat.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Amen.
You know, there ain't
yes.
nobody
that's
else
right.
in the world can do this. But, yes. you know, men is... Yeah, they've become so smart and this, that, and the other. But the joke was, it's like all these scientists or doctors or whatever come up with that they could create man out of the dust of the earth. And,
yeah.
and they was telling God this.
Yeah.
And they went to get the dirt to create man out of it. He said, no, get your own dirt.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He is the
Amen.
Ultimate creator
yes.
and creation. I mean, a creator of our creation.
Yes.
And,
yes.
He is everything.
Yes.
But to look at it, I look at it as a love story.
Yes.
This is a wonderful thing. If people would, you know, if they're just thinking about it, God's dealing with you.
Yes.
I mean, it's fine. Start at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
You know, start with Genesis. Mm-hmm. How that he created the heavens and the earth and the man and the woman and how, you know.
And all the creatures. And
you can believe Genesis 1:1. You can believe the rest of the Bible.
Yes.
That he put the hardest thing right there in the front.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I mean, really.
Yes.
In the beginning of time,
mm-hmm.
our time.
Our exactly. Yeah.
God created the heaven and the earth.
Yes.
That's right.
That's it. The first chapter of Genesis.
And
that's the
beautiful
stuff.
Reality of it all is the evidence is all around
it's
us.
It's
all around us. I mean,
it all testifies to him.
It's every living thing and everything that we see around us, it's got the thumbprint of God upon it.
Yes.
I mean, there's no and a lot of people they want to talk about how a big boom occurred and caused all of this to happen, and somehow a
Chris,
big, yeah.
You don't believe in a big bang?
The big bang. That's what it was.
You don't believe in that, man?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, if there was a big bang, God said bang, and then it happened.
Yeah, I know that's true. Well, see, I mean, look, in my experience, anytime a big bang takes place, it ain't good. No life comes out of that. It's a lot of dead.
Yeah.
Not around our house.
In desolation.
A big bang. Something got shot.
But something's dead.
But we have all these ideas and opinions that some big bang happened. And,
yeah.
You know, some people said we crawled out of the sea and we
were monkeys.
And that,
or apes.
Different things that
right.
They said and how we evolved, and they was talking about this Adam collided with this one and did all that. Well, who created
the
Lord
Adam? Threw them
together. Well, right.
Who created the sea?
Where
now,
did life?
Believe now, I ain't never had no scales.
Right.
And I ain't had no kinfolk that had no scales unless they didn't put on some lotion, got a little psoriasis. You know?
Oh, my.
But you know what I'm saying? We wasn't breathing water and just all of a sudden crawled out and started breathing air.
Yeah.
You know? But God, need to believe Genesis 1:1. God created everything.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, see, it was something I was actually talking to my friend about this yesterday as well. You know, I don't know if we're on the subject really of if you would say we're on the subject of proving this gospel, whether it's the truth or not. But this is something we were talking about, she and I, and here, if you look at every other religion, every other belief system. Please, God, you know, I'm not meaning to be mean, but there's no power in any. There's no power in Allah. I'm sorry, there's none. There's no power in Buddha. I'm sorry, there's none. Zero. Okay, I know who I once was. I know who people who are followers of Christ. I know who they once was, who they once used to be. They were sold under sin. They were wicked individuals. They were broken. They were lost. They were undone.
Right.
But then something happened. Something happened. The Savior of the earth, the Savior of the entire world, the one who taketh away the sin of the world, he crossed their paths. And you know what? That person That person, that man died. The man who I used to be, he's dead. He's gone. He is no more. He is buried with Christ, and I have been raised in newness of life. The man who was once an alcoholic, the man who was once who was sold under sin, cursed like a sailor, was just evil, wicked, and all that. In a day, sanctification took place. And all of those things that I was once bound by, they started to fall away. There's power in this gospel. There's power unto life everlasting. And it begins right here on this earth. While this flesh is dying, that spirit's living. And that spirit's growing. And one day, this spirit's going to leave this mortal body, and he's going to go to see heaven. He's going to go and see his Savior, Jesus Christ, face to face. One day. But don't tell me that there's power. I've not seen Allah change anyone's life. I've seen Allah destroy lives. I've seen Allah blow people to kingdom come. That's what I've seen Allah do. I ain't seen Buddha do a gosh dog thing. I've seen Jesus do plenty. I've seen Jesus do plenty. I've seen Jesus get a hold of somebody's life and completely transform who they once was. You tell me that there's that Christ, he makes it possible for a man to be born again.
Well, the difference is that Jesus, he overcame death.
Yes.
He's alive.
Yes.
And
there's,
you know,
power in
Muhammad
this gospel.
Is dead. You know, I mean, he has a grave.
Yes.
And he's in it.
You can go find him.
He didn't borrow it. He's still there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus Christ is the only deity that was resurrected from
right.
the dead, that overcame death.
Amen.
And because he overcame, we can overcome.
Hey, bingo.
And, you know, you're talking about these other
religions
and how we need to, you know, how we, you know, people don't know. The Lord said to taste and see.
Yeah.
Taste and see.
Right.
Try the Lord.
Amen.
Try. The devil always take you back.
Yeah. He
you
sure
know,
will.
Not that you'll want to go back.
No,
if
exactly.
If you really get a taste of the Lord.
Yes.
If you really get in touch with him.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about, you know, shaking of a hand and a simple little prayer. I'm talking about, you know, eating the whole loaf.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible talks about eating the crumbs of the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to exist on the crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sitting down with the Lord and supping with
yes.
him.
Yes.
You know, having a relationship with him.
Yes.
There's no place else you'd rather be.
Nah,
I can guarantee that. I will guarantee that.
There is no substance on this earth. There is nothing in this world that I've ever had, that I've ever tried, that's ever been able to give me the fulfillment that I have in Christ. Nothing.
Okay.
We're putting in a reverse.
Back on track.
Backing up. Y'all have jumped the track, but no, y'all doing good.
My bad. Hey.
We started in Genesis, y'all done. Y'all
we
were
all the way to
Revelation. But anyway.
Well, it's exciting when you talk about the Lord.
Yes. Amen. It is.
Yes.
And I will say this, you know, towards your comments of, you know, other gods and all that, there is no other gods that will stand up to him. They make themselves, and there's, you know, of course, the God of this world, but there's none that really stand up to God, because God is
the creator
God.
Of all.
Yeah,
and he can't stand
God.
Beside
but him. This is the other thing. Nothing has power but except God ordain it.
Amen. Bingo.
The devil ain't even got power unless God lead
unless,
him.
Exactly.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of funny you speak about Buddha. I'm like, really, is he a real role model? He ain't never wearing a shirt. A fat boy that looks sits there and looks lazy to me. I mean,
what's he getting done today?
I mean, you always see him at the buffet. You know
well,
what I mean?
People believe what they're taught.
Yes.
And instead of trying those things and seeing, you know, what happens, we just are dumb. I'm that's terrible. I shouldn't have said that. But
ignorant.
We just follow things because
it's
well, that's what
ignorance.
My mama did.
Exactly,
it's
blind
like that
ignorance.
Story you tell
well,
about the ham.
Yeah, well, let me tell that
okay.
So people can understand that, and it's because so and so done this or so and so done that, or well, I'm doing it because so and so. Well, I'll tell you the deal about the ham, so you'll understand a little bit better and how that. People, you know, because I know a guy that he would always say, "Well, grandma this and grandma that." Well, grandma might not have had it all right.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there was this man and woman that was married, and And they was getting ready for Thanksgiving, Christmas, sometime or another. They was fixing the ham. And the woman cut the end off the ham, cut one of the ends off the ham.
Right.
And before she put in the oven, he asked her, he's like, well, why did you cut the end off the ham? She's like, well, you know, something we always done. He's like, well, why? And she says, well, my mama's always done that. So he's curious why that this, you know, piece of
I remember
ham
the story.
Is being cut off,
right.
You know, and you know, just done that way.
Right.
So he calls up his mother-in-law and he says, hey, ma-in-law, you know, so-and-so is cutting off the end of the ham. And she don't know why, and she said, you always done it. Says, why did you do it? And she's like, well, I just always have done it. And he's like, well, why? And she says, well, because my mother always did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so then he calls up Grandma. He's like, Grandma. He said, my wife's cutting off the end of the ham. You know, of course, ma-in-law is too, and this, that, and the other. And they said that they didn't even know why, but they said that you always done it. He says, can you tell me why you're cutting off the end of the ham like that?
Yeah.
He says, she said, yeah, baby, it wouldn't fit in my pan.
Yep.
So all these people through these generations
have been cutting off
the end of a good part of the ham
for no reason
and didn't know why.
Yeah,
they didn't ask
because somebody else had done it.
Right.
But we got to search this thing out for ourselves.
We got
the Bible tells us work out our own salvation with
fear and trembling. Yes.
We don't need to do it because somebody else did or somebody else said so.
Exactly.
We got to work it out for ourselves. And God, you know, as we was talking, God created all these things.
We'll see.
And
Sorry.
Put an emergency brake on over there. But anyway, is how it's a wonderful thing and a miracle and a thing how that God created all these things.
Right.
But, you know, when it talks about that greater light, which is our sun, and it said the lesser light is the moon, in which it's just a reflection of the sun. And you know that he made it over the night. He made the sun. The sun, do you know if it was any closer, it would burn us?
Yes.
You know if it was any further away, that we would freeze?
Sure evidence.
Do you realize that everything revolves
around
the sun?
Sun.
We don't revolve.
It doesn't revolve around us, exactly.
But we revolve around it and how the earth, it spins in itself. But going around the sun, that's how we get our... You know, our seasons and all that and our 24-hour period is how it spins itself.
Right.
And all these things. I mean, it's a wonderful thing that God has made us. God didn't make just the earth.
Right.
He made the sun and the moon. And he's
got
every star named.
And galaxies.
Hey, you know what? They may not want to name Pluto or call it a planet anymore, but God's got a name for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
You know, when I was coming to school, Dick, we had a planet called Pluto.
Yeah, amen.
You know, but nevertheless... It seems like we got a bunch of goofies today, you know, taking all this stuff out. But nevertheless, God created, he named, he's got every star. There's nothing that happens that God don't know.
Exactly.
He's an awesome, awesome God.
Amen.
Now, how did he created all these things? Wonderful.
Yes.
It's beautiful to see the ocean, how that it's always, you know, those the waves are always roaring and doing how that, you know, they're not plugged in somewhere. We ain't got a windmill running them. None of that stuff. God has created all these things. How that the mountains and you know that they're, you know, his footstool or the clouds or the dust of his feet and you know how he created all these wonderful things.
Right.
Amen. This is a wonderful and how wonderfully we're made.
Yes.
And then how that heaven was on earth.
Right.
Heaven was on earth, man.
Right.
I'm talking about it was beautiful. It was perfect. You know,
perfect temperature,
no sweat.
Adam walked with God in the cool of the day.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then, until of course disobedience came and sin arise and the and the devil, you know, stuck up his. They didn't even know they was naked. They wasn't even no lust in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
No lust.
It didn't exist.
And God, you know, he said it's not good that man should be alone, but, you know, of course, help me to call us to sleep to go right him.
And we don't know how many years they enjoyed that.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah.
But, you know, we see where it did. It caused
contamination
them to be driven out of the garden.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But how he still yet, he had a wonderful plan. Even though, you know, back in that day, how he destroyed the earth with water.
Right.
He was trying to wake people up then.
Right.
How did he created a people that he wanted a people that would love him, not because he made them love him, because
right.
he could have made us all robots that just love him and worship him and all
well,
that.
That's how
but
we
out
are.
Of our free will and our heart that
right.
we would love him, that we would see that, you know, I think that's any man and woman today, they would want their spouse to love them for
right.
who they are and you know, what they're doing, not because that they're made to or they're forced to.
Right.
You know, I think about those arranged marriages, or not arranged, but what do you call them, mail order brides and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, some of them are coming just because they want freedom.
They yeah.
And they'll put up with whoever. I mean, they... I've seen some very beautiful women with some very, very ugly old guys. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And I don't mean that toward any of you ugly old guys out there, but you know what I mean? I'm just saying it looks like Mutt and Jeff. You know what I'm saying? But they come because, you know, some of them would be glad to come just to get clean water.
Right,
you
exactly.
You know what I mean? But God created us in his image and his likeness and give us a free will that we might love him in
yes.
return and worship him, which is our whole duty and purpose.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And that we would do that. And he created all these things for us. Now, how he created all those trees and all that in the garden. And, you know, he didn't even have to labor to eat. He had all these wonderful things in the garden. One commandment had he. One commandment. One out of everything. One commandment is don't touch,
yes.
take part of that
no.
tree in
the
midst
yeah.
of knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. Just one commandment. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
you got to do is keep one.
Yeah.
And he broke that. But you know what? There's people to tell you today, oh, it's just so hard to live for God. It's not
no,
hard
it's
to live
not
for
hard.
God. The way of a transgressor is hard. They want
to live
the way they want to or like the world and want to live for God. But you know what? There's only one commandment that we really need to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? If we
that's
love
right.
the Lord thy God
with all our heart,
all of our mind, mm-hmm. all of our soul, everything is for them.
Yeah.
If we love God, all the rest of
it's going to fall into place.
But you know why? Because we wouldn't want to displease him.
Because your
you
love
know?
Will compel and you the to do right.
Thank
the Bible,
you.
That's
Ooh.
Right. And the Bible tells you, I mean, if we love God with all our heart, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
That's right.
You're right.
Amen. His commandments are not grievous.
No,
exactly.
You know what? He wants us to be free. He
yes.
wants us to have
liberty.
Yes, amen. And there's liberty. And the people's like, oh, well, we can't do this. We can't do it. You know what? I found out I was set free.
Yes.
I was set
yes.
free
yes.
from the bondage of sin, from the bondage and the elements of this world, the things that held me down, the natural things, you know, like you was talking about smoking, carrying on, you know, all the different things that pertain to the flesh and that
mm-hmm.
people that give into the
yeah.
flesh, whether it's adultery, fornication, whatever
to.
It is.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what? I
can you can do,
anything
yes, you want to.
I'm free.
It's
yeah.
just
free.
Your wants change.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your
mean,
desires change.
Let me tell you something. They don't have to close down a liquor store for me.
Yeah.
No.
They don't have to.
Now, they would go out of business if they depended on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amen.
But,
absolutely.
You know, it's just like I ain't even got to name all the things, but what you could buy at a store or whatever. They don't have to close none of that up for me. They don't have to lock it up. They don't have to worry about it. Because, you know, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll not be partaking.
Far as some people's like, oh, well, you ain't free. You can't do this. You can't do that. Let me tell you something. I can chew all the tobacco I want. I can dip all the snuff I want. I can smoke all the cigarettes I want. I can drink all the liquor and beer and everything else and all that stuff I want.
I can
actually go out and go get it right now if I want it.
Yeah.
But you may tell you something? I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't want it because there was a change.
Yes.
There's a change that took place.
A change took place.
And I'm not bound to, I ain't got to have, the fleshly things that people was trying to fulfill in their soul when there's an empty place there, but they trying to throw everything else in there but what needs to be in there, and that's Jesus.
Yeah,
amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, well, and see,
I'm trying to get back on my subject here, but the love of seeing just what he's creating through the time, and just like when he come to the flood, you know what? He still give everybody a chance.
Noah preached to them.
And if you can't see the miracle of God, when you look, there was Noah was the first ship builder.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And if you look at just what the Bible tells us about, the ark was like a football field and a half long.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. The engineers today would tell you can't make it out of wood.
They would have said it wouldn't float.
And it's not going to float. You know, I mean, he didn't have silicone back then and all that stuff, but the thing is, they would tell you that it would not, the structure itself would not stand up and float.
Right.
I mean, when they build these ships and things today and how they're built and the cables and all this stuff for them structurally to be able to float that it doesn't fall apart, they would say that that's impossible. But God told Noah to build this ark. And
yes.
Told him out of what wood, and he gave him a blueprint on it, or spoke with him every day, I imagine.
Right.
And to tell him how to make it, and he made it just like the Lord said, make it. Amen.
And anybody that wanted to should have got on it.
Yes. And first of all, it being a miracle in itself, that it would float by itself, or how much this thing would weigh, that it would float, not just break to pieces by itself only.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But no, he had, he had all the animals in the ark. I mean, they had pairs of this, but they had so many unclean. So, they had seven clean. Yeah. That they make sacrifices and all that. All that God had commanded those animals to get on that ark.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. God spoke to them things. You just didn't, you just don't go up blind saying, hey, you want to be saved? You want to ride the ark, some of these other animals that you eat and all this stuff.
Well, but that should have been a dead giveaway right there when they started walking up on the ark.
Right.
Yeah.
When these animals were going on the ark, how beautiful it is. Oh, man, we only got 1 minute left. Wow. But anyway, it's such a beautiful thing that the Lord fixed. Here's animals that would devour one another. They're all on the ark together.
Yes.
God built, there was one door there, and it didn't have hydraulics on it. God closed the door when it came to time. He sealed it, amen.
Yes.
And it floated. I didn't see anywhere where they had to bail out. Water, anything else, but he had fixed it in such a way. Now, let me tell you something. He can do it all. He can do it all. People,
yes.
I'm sorry we didn't get as deep into this thing as we wanted to, but I want you to start with the Bible. Start at the beginning.
Yes.
Read and see what God has done. It's a wonderful thing. God is wonderful, and he loves you. He loves us all, and, he wants you to live for him. Give yourself unto him holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. This is Brother Tommy today. May God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.